It's time for another edition of The Morning Juice here on KKOJ, and we are joined by Anita Handovit Hoffman, Building Project Coordinator for the Sheldon Jackson Outreach Center. Thank you very much for making some time to come in today.
Thank you, Kempson.
So let's talk about, first of all, an event coming up. It's on a Sunday. It's the 29th of June when this will happen, the Pork Chop on a Stick fundraiser, and what that all entails.
Yes. So the Sheldon Jackson Outreach Center is a community center, and we are working on raising funds to renovate the building, which was given to the First Baptist Church in Jackson in 2021. And we did start a renovation on the second floor to house the Jars of Clay Youth Ministry. And now it is time to enter phase two to renovate the first floor of the building with the vision of opening it up as a community center for our local community and have it available for families and youth and for things like birthday parties, graduation parties, Bible studies, card parties, events, and organizations that wish to have a meeting. It's an affordable place to meet, and we want to make it comfortable and equipped to meet the needs of our current media needs with a good internet, and we have to be able to do live streams and presentations. So this brings us to the Pork Chop on a Stick fundraiser on June 29th. It'll be held at the Sheldon Jackson Outreach Center, both inside and outside, on Sunday, June 29th, as I said, and it starts at 11 to 2 p.m. The Lions Club will be grilling pork chops, and I've never had their pork chops on a stick, but I hear they're pretty good. Mm-hmm. And we'll also have a few little lawn games and fellowship and an opportunity to participate in a special additional fundraiser. One of our good friends, Johnny Bentz, who is the father of our former youth pastor, Colton Bentz, has offered himself for a full makeover on that day. And we do have four possibilities, from kind of trimmed up to completely bald. And you vote for your choice of look for Johnny by putting a donation in the envelope below the picture. So that will be available that day. The cutoff will be at 1 o'clock when we plan to have the actual makeover by a professional hairstylist. Also, the suggested donation for pork chop on a stick, which includes some sides as well, is $5, but you can certainly donate more to that. Tours are going to be offered for the building to see what's new, what our dreams are, new visions for our community room, especially, that we'd like to get up and running. We have housed Love and Logic parenting classes in that room, and they plan to continue housing or using that room for their event. We have a music therapist that is opening her studio office there this month in one of our larger rooms. UCAP Early Family Services has used a room in the building for years for their offices, and also Celebrate Recovery holds their weekly meetings in our building as well. And we are open to other organizations who wish to rent or donate funds and use our building. As I said, we want to make it an affordable place for the community to enjoy a well-equipped place to meet.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice hub already for mm-hmm. certain things for sure. And so, yeah, how does that factor into kind of that overall mission we've already been talking about? And how did you get to this point in particular, more than you've maybe already mentioned? You mentioned a little bit of that history, but any more you want to share about that?
Yeah, so the building was given, offered to Thor Kurtz, who was our youth pastor until, I want to say, 2023. And it was viewed as a gift from God, and his vision was to provide a place for youth to come and hang out and be mentored and hear about the good news of Jesus Christ. We are not a We just accept people where they're at and offer love and support. So there is weekly youth ministry going on every Wednesday in the summertime, since we don't have air conditioning, which is one of our phase three desires, is for new heating and cooling. The youth are meeting outside, and those services can be found on the Jars of Clay Facebook page. We usually have between 50, 75, sometimes even up to 100 kids that attend those meetings. So anyway, back to how it all started. So Thor coordinated the phase one project, and that's completely renovating the second floor into a great fellowship hall with media access, a worship bandstand, a dining hall, which is where the Celebrate Recovery meets, and a kitchen, which is not quite renovated, but it's certainly usable for prepping meals. And then, so we want, rather than the allowing the first floor to be to not be usable, really, because it needed to be updated very badly, we wanted to open the first floor to other groups and ministries and events. And that's why we're here today working on phase two. And our budget is $60,000, and we have raised already $25,000, and are using grants and donations, and just doing things as the money comes in. We have a nice group of skilled volunteers that help with the labor, and that's where we're at.
Well, I think you've covered a lot of what I could ask you about, which I appreciate. I always love that. That makes you a good interview. And so obviously, like we said, the June 29th event, the pork chop on a stick, and the other things that are going on, that's directly related to a lot of the mission and the vision ahead. And hopefully things go well for you guys.
Oh, thank you. I hope so too.
Any other thoughts you want to share?
I just want to share that maybe on the 29th, there'll be another surprise there. Just our Facebook page is the Sheldon Jackson Outreach Center, or the Jars of Clay Facebook page, or the FBC Jackson is also a place to find information.
Awesome. Good to know that, because I was going to ask maybe on that as well. So thank you to Anita Handovit-Hoffman, Building Project Coordinator with Sheldon Jackson Outreach Center. Appreciate your time today.
No, thank you so very much.
Thank you out there for listening to The Morning Juice.